Did you ever hear of that, think of that word with relation to barrels?
No.
Any, do you ever think of hoops in relation to anything else besides basketball?
No.
Kids have those.
Well, hula hoops.
Yeah, okay. And the thing you put in the top of a bottle after you've opened it once?
Cork.
All right. Would you call it, is there a difference between those two, between a stopper and a cork?
No.
If it was made of glass, like on a decanter, you know, would you, what would you call that?
A stopper? I don't know.
Which, all right, you've seen those. Let's say,
I imagine a cork would have to be made of cork.
Right. You wouldn't call that a glass cork.
No.
Okay. How about a small musical instrument with reeds in it?
Harmonica.
Yeah, you ever call that anything else?
No. I've heard it in juice harp. Is it called a juice harp? Mouth organ? Something like that.
How about a French harp?
French harp, yeah, I've heard that.
That's fairly. But your word would be harmonica. Now, you said juice harp. How about the kind?
Yeah, the thing you make, yeah. That's what I think about. Yeah.
What's that called?
Juice harp.
All right. And then a thing you use to drive nails?
Hammer.
And the part of a wagon that goes up between the two horses?
I don't know.
All right, this thing is your.
Tongue.
All right, have you ever heard that with respect to a wagon? All right. How about the parts of a wagon, the two things that come up on the sides that the horse is backed up between? Have you ever seen trotting horses?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when a trot, the things that go up alongside a trotting horse, what would those be called?
I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything like shafts or fills or thills or drafts? Yeah. All right, the part of a wooden wagon wheel that touches the ground.
The rim.
All right, and the rim is nailed to the.
Sprockets. I don't know what do you call the.
Yeah, well, those are the spokes.
Spokes.
But you know what you call the thing that the spokes are attached to?
No.
You know, when a wood, have you ever seen a wooden wheel when it's made in parts, in sections? What those sections are called?
I don't know.
You ever heard of a felly?
No.
Okay. Those are the, when a wooden wheel is made, it's made in sections like this. And there are two spoke holes in each one. And a wooden wheel in a sense, but that wouldn't be much of a wheel. But there are two spoke holes in each one. Yeah, those are called fellies. But that's a good example of a word that's completely out, is completely lost to your generation and mine. I didn't know the word. How about the thing that on the back of a wagon, that is, it's on the front of a wagon behind the horses. The horses are backed up. The traces are attached to this thing. You know what that's called? Did you ever hear of a single tree or a double tree or
anything?
No. All right. If you were going back and forth to the mill or you're getting a lot of wood, and you had a pickup truck, and we're going back and forth, and say all day long, and it was
hauling wood.
All right, and if you had a big tree fell over in your driveway, and you couldn't pick it up, and you didn't have a chainsaw, so you had to get you got a chain or rope and attached it to it, tied it on, and then you
pulled it off,
or
heave,
or
pulled or pushed it off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. How about if you think of pulling, how about something, this is the word that would be more suggestive of the thing staying on the ground. I couldn't lift it.
Dragged. You drag it?
Yeah. Today I...
Dragged it.
All right.
I have dragged it.
Okay, and I will...
Drag it.
All right. And the thing that's used for breaking up soil?
Shovel.
Yeah, this would be used out in the field, though. Pulled by a tractor.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what do they do when they break up soil before planting?
They plow.
Okay, do you know any different kinds of plows?
No.
How about something that breaks up the ground into smaller than the plow breaks up into kind of big clods? Something that breaks the dirt up into smaller pieces. Harrow or har, none of those things.